Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasir Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. As we come closer to the month of Ramadan, we're all excited for all the blessings that it brings. We here at Qalam are prepared to bring you some very beneficial programs on a daily basis throughout the month of Ramadan, insha'Allah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. However, as we draw closer to the month, it's also important that we are preparing. I delivered this lecture talking about how we can utilize the blessings of the month of Sha'ban to best prepare to make the most of the month of Ramadan. I'd like to share it with you here. So inshallah, listen to the podcast. And as always, share with your family and friends and support the work that Qalam does and continue to pray for us. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Now on to the podcast. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله just to concur with Sheikh Shpandim, it's such a pleasure and such a blessing to be here today, to be gathered together, congregated within the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, al-masajidu buyutullahi ala al-ard, that these are the houses of God upon the earth. And so for us to be able to gather here, congregate here, not of course only just pray, but then be able to spend a few moments in the remembrance of Allah, learning about our deen, learning about our religion, listening to, we heard the young, student reciting the Qur'an, and Sheikh Shpandim explaining the verses of the Qur'an to us. A beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "Majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillahi yadhkurun Allah wa fi riwayatin yatluna kitaballahi wa yatadarasunahu." That whenever people gather together within the houses of God upon the face of the earth and they are remembering Allah, as Sheikh Salah just mentioned, they're talking about how to come closer to Allah, improve their spirituality. They are learning and reviewing and taking lessons from the Qur'an, the book of Allah. نزلت عليهم السكينة. Tranquility descends upon them. وغشيتهم الرحمة. Mercy enshrouds and covers them. وحفتهم الملائكة. The angels surround them. وذكرهم الله في من عنده. And Allah mentions them in a gathering of the angels. And so it's such a blessing that we're able to gather together and learn a little bit about our deen. So as you know, we learned about how can we improve and constantly get better and make the most of the month of Ramadan. I wanted to talk a little bit about preparation. How can we prepare? How can we utilize this time right now, the moment that we are in right now, how can we utilize that to propel ourselves forward in having a better month of Ramadan? Because we're still a little over 2 weeks away, but we have two solid weeks until the beginning of the month of Ramadan. So yes, let's definitely look forward to Ramadan. Let's think about Ramadan. Let's make intentions for Ramadan. But that doesn't make these 2 weeks just, a wash. These 2 weeks are not to be wasted. And anyone who's ever done or achieved anything noteworthy or worthwhile, then you know that the preparation sometimes, defines. The preparation actually defines the execution, right? This is Dallas, Texas, right? So we're a football town, right? So Bill Parcells, former Dallas Cowboys coach, he used to always say, right? You win the game on Sunday, Monday through Saturday. The game on Sunday is won on Monday through Saturday. Whoever had the better week, preparation, planning, film, walkthrough, practice, they win the game. And we've all experienced that in some way or another, right? You can be really, really smart and not do any of the study guides or any of the assignments or any of the reading and not prepare at all, and you're not going to do well on that exam. And then there's someone who might not be the brightest, the sharpest, the fastest. You know, they're not the person who picks up things the quickest. But they put in a lot of work and they succeed on the examination. So we have to prepare. These 2 months, we got to make the most of it. Okay, Ramadan is, you know, as we heard, Ramadan is an unbelievable opportunity, right? The Prophet ﷺ says, شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. It's a blessed month. It's a great month. It's the greatest month. But, of course, the design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. So the month before, the weeks before the month of Ramadan are not ordinary. They're also special. Because it leads to something really special. Right? And that's a point that Ibn Rajab, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he's one of the scholars who wrote very extensively about, you know, how to prepare for the month of Ramadan, and specifically the virtue of the different times of the year, and particularly the month of Sha'ban. In his book, Lata'iful Ma'arif, he talks about this extensively. And he makes this point very powerfully that it is not a coincidence. It is not a coincidence that he says that the time before the month of Ramadan and the time after the month of Ramadan are very special. Right? Because think about what is before the month of Ramadan. He's saying that it is a month of Sha'ban. And what's after the month of Ramadan is the month of Shawwal. And we all know about the fasting, the 6 days of the month of Shawwal, etc. He says this is not a coincidence, it's not an accident. He said, وَأَفْضَلُ التَّطَوُّعُ مَا كَانَ قَرِيبٌ مِّن رَمَضَانِ قَبْلَهُ وَبَعْدَهُ وَتَكُونُ مَنْزِلَتُهُ مِنَ الصِّيَامِ بِمَنْزِلَةِ السُّنَنِ الرَّوَاتِبِ مَعَ الْفَرَائِدِ قَبْلَهَا وَبَعْدَهَا وَهِيَ تَكْمِلَةٌ لِنُقْصِ الْفَرَائِدِ وَكَذَلِكَ صِيَامُ مَا قَبْلَ رَمَضَانُ وَبَعْدَهُ. He said, just like, you know, your sunnah prayers help to make up for the deficiency in your fard prayers. We've all learned that. He said the fasting of the days before Ramadan and the fasting of the days after Ramadan help to make up for the shortcomings that might happen in the month of Ramadan. Right? You know what I'm talking about? On the fifth day of Ramadan, you feel really tired and fatigued. And so then, you know, it's a weekend, it's a Saturday, and you just end up sleeping the whole day. You didn't read any Quran that day. You didn't really kind of, you know, do any kind of dhikr and dua that day. It was just this lazy day that you had. Ideally, you shouldn't have that, but we're all human. It's going to happen. Well, if we were working right now, if we start working today for the next 2 weeks, we're already building up a little bit of credit to help make up for that inevitable moment when my humanity will get the best of me. My humanness will overcome me. I'll just fall asleep. I'll get lazy. There will be an issue at work and I'll be busy. Those things happen. It's part of life. So now is when you build up some of that credit so that you can handle that and that you can make up for that. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there's a beautiful hadith in the Sunan of Nasa'i. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, قلت يا رسول الله, I said, O Messenger of God, لم أراك تصوم من شهر من الشهور كما تصوم من شعبان. Why is it that I see you fasting more in Sha'ban, the month before Ramadan? Right? Ramadan is the ninth month of the lunar calendar. We're in the eighth month, Sha'ban. Why do I see you fasting in Sha'ban, the month before Ramadan, more than any other month, aside from Ramadan, of course? The Prophet ﷺ said, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ تَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ بَيْنَ رَجَبَ وَرَمَضَانَ. He said, that's a month people overlook. They underestimate it. They overlook it. They become lazy, neglectful. about the month of Sha'ban. Rajab has a lot of blessings. So they do some worship and dua and, you know, things in Rajab. And then that's it. Then they start looking at the month of Ramadan. Oh, Ramadan is coming, Ramadan. And they forget what they're in at that moment. So the Prophet ﷺ said this. He said, وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That Sha'ban is a month in which your deeds are taken up to Allah. وَأُحِبُّ. And I love, I want, أَن يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمُ. I want my deeds to be going up to Allah while I'm fasting. So I fast in the month of Sha'ban. So that's something very, very interesting, very powerful. And then there's multiple narrations from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha in Bukhari and Muslim, where they talk about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم حتى نقول لا يفطر. He would start fasting so regularly, we're like, is he just going to fast now? He's never going to like not fast anymore? He's going to fast every day? ويفطر حتى نقول لا يصوم. And then he would not fast for a few days in a row. And we said, is he going to fast? وما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استكمل صيام شهر قط. I never saw the Prophet ﷺ fast a whole month, all 29 or 30 days of a month, non-stop. Illa shahr Ramadan. The only month where he would fast a whole month is Ramadan, but right after Ramadan, right next after that, وَمَا رَأَيْتُهُ فِي شَهْرٍ أَكْثَرَ صِيَامًا مِنْهُ فِي شَعْبَانٍ. The next month in which he fasted the most was the month of Sha'ban, this month. So we see that this is not something that we're kind of, I gave you some, you know, relevant examples that you got to prepare if you want to succeed in something. You know, you got to warm up, you got to get your pace, you got to prepare yourself, prep yourself, train yourself. I'm just giving those examples so that we can understand. But this is not something that we're making up. This is confirmed from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ directly. The Prophet ﷺ worked hard in the month of Sha'ban so that he could excel in the month of Ramadan. So that he could excel in the month of Ramadan. In fact, I came across a very beautiful example and parable that one of the Salaf, one of the pious predecessors, that he had given, and that was that he said that the month of Rajab, yes, again, Ibn Rajab, he mentions this in Lataif al-Ma'arif, that Abu Bakr al-Tabkhi, he says, Shahru Ramadan, Shahru Rajab, the seventh month, last month, Shahru Zara. Shahr Rajab, Shahr Zara. The month of Rajab is the month in which you prep the land. Right? I don't know who does gardening here or not. Or who kind of takes care of their own lawn or not. Y'all are Frisco people. You don't do your own lawns. Okay? Let's just be honest. Okay? Right. See, so uncle said yes. Okay? So, but, right? If you've ever kind of like worked on some land, okay? You want to plant something, you got to turn the soil, you got to prep the soil, okay? So he said, Shahru Rajab, Shahru Zara. And you got to then plant the seeds, you got to sow the seeds. Wa Shahru Sha'ban, Shahru Saqyi Zara. The month of Sha'ban is when you water the land. Right? So even if you take the example of a small potted plant, right? Everyone's had some experience with that. So you get the soil, you put the seed in the soil, and then what do? You gotta water it. You gotta water it. Put water regularly, right? So the month of Sha'ban is the month of putting water on your seed, on your dirt, on your land. وَشَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ حَصَادِ الزَّرَى. And then the month of Ramadan is when you harvest your crop, when you pick your fruit, when you enjoy the product. Now let me ask you a simple question. I won't even ask you a question. I'll give you an example. I went to my brother's house. I go regularly, but like I remember one conversation. I think it was like the month of August or September. You know, this is Texas, right? It's not like it's Minnesota or something where snow's already on the ground, right? I went like in August, September or something, and his front yard was like barren. Just little bit of patches here and there, but it's mostly barren. I said, what happened to your yard? How come you ain't got no grass? Right? This is when the grass looks really nice. August, September, right? It's lush with grass. Why you got no grass? And he said, well, in February, in March, I didn't, you know, kind of like work on my yard. I didn't kind of prep the land. I didn't put down some seeds and things like that. And then the rain came and nothing happened. And that's why I just have a patch of dirt. So think about it. If we go into the month of Ramadan with zero preparation, you're not going to be eating, figuratively speaking. You're not going to get anything. That's like me going to, you know, going to log and check in, like how much money did my retirement account, like how much money did it make, my investment, how much money did my investment make, and it says zero, because you never put any money in. You never put no money in. Now what are you looking for? So we have to really think about it. We struggle in the month of Ramadan because we don't prepare. You know, Salamat ibn Kuhail, he said, كان يقال شهر شعبان شهر القراء. It was a month of the people who are really dedicated to the Quran. Everybody reads the Quran in Ramadan. But really dedicated people start reading the Quran in Sha'ban. Really dedicated people start reading Quran today. Not the first day of Ramadan. First day of Ramadan, you're running around looking for your mushaf. No. I'm going to start today. And so this is the kind of mindset and the attitude and the motivation that we have to have. I'm going to prepare now. I'm going to prepare today. I'm going to start getting the ball rolling immediately. Okay, hopefully everybody gets my point and understands the kind of motivation that I'm trying to provide here about start working now, start improving now, start working towards a good Ramadan right now. Now, practically speaking, what are some of the things that we can work on? Practically speaking, okay? So, a few things. And I'm going to make very, very practical recommendations, inshallah. I'll try. Number one is that fasting at some level, something. Like in 2 weeks, try to keep at least four fasts. Monday, Thursday. Something. You know how you feel the first couple of days of Ramadan? Everybody knows? Yes, you do. No coffee. You know, last Ramadan, we didn't even have to go anywhere, right? Didn't even have to go to work or nothing. I didn't even have to go to like the campus to teach classes. I was just going upstairs to my library room upstairs and teaching classes from there. But ya Rab, no coffee? Oh my goodness. It was a struggle. So you know how you're feeling that like drag the first couple of days of Ramadan? You can get rid of that right now. Next 2 weeks, fast 4 days. Monday, Thursday. You'll feel the difference. Now let me address one little thing. It's kind of a FAQ, kind of a frequently asked question. Some people say that I heard that the Prophet ﷺ said you shouldn't fast in the second half of the month of Sha'ban. There is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that basically says if you weren't already fasting most of the month, then don't fast in the second half of the month of Sha'ban. However, that there is one narration, but the majority of the scholars, majority of the ulama, they actually say that that hadith was a very specific conversation between the Prophet ﷺ and one particular sahabi. He was giving personal advice to one guy who, if he would have fasted in the weeks before Ramadan, he would have become so weak, he wouldn't be able to fast in Ramadan. But because there's numerous other narrations in Bukhari and Muslim from half a dozen different Sahaba who all say the Prophet ﷺ used to fast in Sha'ban, and he used to tell us to fast in Sha'ban. So it's okay to fast. It's okay to fast. The majority of the scholars, they say it's okay to fast. So yes, let's try to fast a few days here in the last 2 weeks. That's recommendation number one. Recommendation number two. If this is below your level, please excuse me. Okay? I'm just saying it so for everyone's benefit. Okay? Because it's not good to assume things on the part of people. So I'd rather just put it out there clearly. Number two is 5 times daily prayer. Now somebody might say, brother, what do you mean? I already prayed. That's good for you. MashaAllah, Mubarak. Okay? Increase that a little bit. Pray some sunnah along with your prayer. But 5 times daily prayer, let's lock it down. If you don't pray it, let's start praying it tonight. All right, Fajr tonight, Isha tonight, Fajr tomorrow morning, and then just keep going. Okay? If you do pray it, but you're kind of a little bit here, a little bit there, you get a little delayed here, a little delayed there, let's tighten up the time. The moment that notification goes off on your phone, boom. I gotta drop whatever I'm doing, I gotta pray right now. Get tight with your salah. Aslih salatak. Right? That's number two. Number three, start doing istighfar every day. The hadith of Bukhari says, the Prophet ﷺ says, that he used to make istighfar more than 70 times a day, more than 100 times a day. So start doing istighfar every day. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. Every day, increase that. Number four is, this one's kind of tough. Well, let me leave this one for last. Number four, start making dua every day. You know, you hear Ramadan is a month of dua. That's why, did you listen? The verses that Sheikh Spandim was sharing with us, teaching us. Did you listen? Shahru Ramadan al-Ladhi, he's talking about the month of Ramadan. What did it say in there? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh beloved, when my servants, when my slaves, when, not if, when, because they will. When they ask you about me, then Allah answers himself, I am near. I'm right here. I've always been here. And the next part of the ayah always gets me. Ujibu, listen, I answer, I will always answer. Da'wa ad-da'i idha da'ani. Look at the repetition. The call of the caller whenever he calls me. The dua of the one making dua whenever he or she makes dua. Allah is doing that repetition, the tawqid, for emphasis, to say what? The delay, the problem is not the answer, the problem is the call. I've always been here, Allah is saying. Allah is saying, I've always been here. I've always been listening. I've always been answering. Problem is, you don't call. You don't call. That's the problem. So call. So we always hear Ramadan is a month of dua, and it is. But get in the habit of making dua every day from today. Everyone talks about start getting your Ramadan dua list together. No, 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 no. Don't call it a Ramadan dua list. Get your dua list together. And start tonight. Start tonight. You can think of 3 things. Write them down. Jot them down. And tonight before you go to sleep, start making dua. And turn it into a daily routine. And then the 5th item is, Ramadan's also a time for, you know, healing and fixing broken relationships. That's why Ramadan starts, people call each other. How you doing? I'm sorry. We haven't talked for a long time. Please forgive me. Again, don't wait for Ramadan. Start doing that tonight, tomorrow. Start immediately. And then the last thing, this is the one that I was saying is a little bit difficult, In Ramadan, we always wake up for suhoor, right? And so we say, pray a little tahajjud, qiyam. This is kind of tough. But whatever your fajr alarm time is, set your alarm for 10, 15 minutes before that. 10 minutes before that. And start practicing that tahajjud, that qiyam from tonight. And you'll be able to taste the sweetness of the month of Ramadan. And then the last thing, because I was wanting to end on this note, is Quran. Have goals for the month of Ramadan when it comes to the Quran, but do not wait for Ramadan. Start those goals now. And if you finish early, oh, what if I finish halfway through Ramadan? What am I going to do? Oh no. Start over again. Right? So start reading the Quran every day, interacting with the Quran every single day. And in conclusion, remember, when it comes to your relationship with the Quran, start working on that. And just in literally a couple of bullet points, number one, read. And if you don't know how to read, learn how to read. If you read very slow, keep reading, it'll get better. Number two, try to memorize. One ayah. Surah Fatiha, the small surahs, the short surahs. Start memorizing, little by little. I don't like to talk about personal things, because they're personal. But I will tell you, I will share one thing with you. I hope it encourages you. What you do in your life is what will stay with you in, you know, difficult times. My father is very, very sick. Please make dua for him. He was unconscious for 2 months. He was not conscious, non-responsive for 2 months. We sat there at his bedside, nothing. 3 weeks ago, he regained consciousness. Wallahi, I'm not lying to you. The day he regained consciousness, I sat next to his bed. His favorite thing was for me to read Quran to him. His second favorite thing was my brother reading Quran to him. He likes mine better. But his favorite thing was me reading Quran to him. I sat by his bedside and I said, Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. And I stopped like that to swallow. And he moved his mouth and he said, Innaka lamina al mursaleen. After waking up after 2 months, memorize the Quran. Memorize the Quran. Whatever, one verse. But that one verse will be on your lips in the most difficult of times. Ajib. So start memorizing a little bit of the Quran and then start reading the translation of the Quran. Read the translation of the Quran. Start doing that every single day. And the fourth bullet point is, try to learn some vocabulary words from the Quran. Nar means fire, hellfire. Jannah, paradise. I know that's simple, stay with me. Kitab, book. Hidayah, guidance. Huda, guidance. Right? Sama, heavens. Ard, the earth. You know? Tanzil, revelation. Rasul, messenger. Nabi, prophet. Anbiya, prophets. And just start learning some basic vocab words. And you know what's going to happen? When you come here, and then when you stand behind Sheikh Salah and he's reading in the Salah, you know what happens? Yeah. You understand now, don't you? And now think about how much you'll enjoy your Taraweeh prayers. So just a few tips, inshallah, for myself, and I hope it encourages y'all as well. Jazakum Allah khairan, barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakum Allah
khairan. Jazakum Allah khairan. Alhamdulillah. 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 Alhamdulillah.